إن الحمد لله تعالى نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما العليم الخبير، أشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صفيه وحبيبه، بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الله به الأمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وعظيمنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سلم سنته إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها وإن كل محدثة بدعة وإن كل بدعة ضلالة وإن كل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، مدير الاستقطب برادرز أند سيسترز إن إسلام، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. قدر الله، ذكريه الله تبارك وتعالى، to find myself with you today again after the خطيب for today. He just gave me a call to excuse he's not able to come to give the Jum'ah. So I found myself with you. I ask Allah Ta'ala to help us, inshallah ta'ala, to say the truth, nothing more than the truth, inshallah, to make it for the cause of Allah Ta'ala. First, أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. First, I advise you and myself to fear Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala only alone and to do your duty in Islam due to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. مصداقا لقول الله تبارك وتعالى، Allah says in the Quran, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. You believe? Fear Allah only alone. Do your duty to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and die not except in the state of Islam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make all of us before we meet him to say la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. But dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala فضل الأيام بعضها على بعض والشهور بعضها على بعض والليالي بعضها على بعض والقلوب بعضها على بعض. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, subhanahu wa ta'ala, from his qadr, from his destiny, subhanahu wa ta'ala, faddal al-ayyam ba'daha ala ba'd. Allah prepared the days one over the other. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala prepared the night over each other. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala prepared the month to be better than the other. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala prepared the heart of the servant to be better than the other. This is the destiny from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Example. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made the month of Ramadan the best month in the whole year. Why? The month of forgiveness, the month of mercy. Fihi laylatul qadr. In Ramadan has a night. It's better than 1,000 years, 1,000 months. We all of us know that Allah, he prepared the month of Ramadan and he prepared the night of Al-Qadr to be better than the other nights in the whole year.
And Allah prefers the days over each other, one another, to sit in degrees. For example, this 10 days of the month of the Hijjah, Allah made it the best days ever Allah created for all mankind. Why? Because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala aqsama bi hadhihi al-ayyam. Allah swear, He give an oath by this day. Qala ta'ala, Allah says in the Quran, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم والفجر وليالي العشر. الفجر الله تبارك وتعالى give all by the time of الفجر, the best time ever when the Muslim Aban forsake his bed to wake up for Fajr. This is the time, the best time ever Allah تبارك وتعالى, it is the time of the true believer. وليالي العشر. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said, by the 10 months, قال ابن عباس ترجمان القرآن رضي الله عنهما وأرضاهما وعن الصحابة أجمعين, ابن عباس said, this is the first 10 days of the month of the Hijjah. Allah will give an oath by this 10 days. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is saying also, in Surah Al-Hajj, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, وأذن في الناس بالحج يأتوك رجالا وعلى كل ضامر يأتين من كل فج عميق ليشهدوا منافع لهم ويذكروا اسم الله في أيام معلومات على ما رزقهم من بهيمة الأنعام فكلوا منها وأطعموا البائس الفقير. It's a beautiful also آية from Surah Al-Hajj. Allah says in this ayah, ليشهدوا منافع لهم. First, Allah commanded Ibrahim to make Adhan, قولي for Al-Hajj. Ibrahim, he was in the desert. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was in the desert. And Allah sent Jibreel and told him, Ya Ibrahim, call the people for Al-Hajj. He said, there's nobody around me. There's nobody living in the desert, Ya Allah. Then Jibreel told him, try. What I have to say? Climb the mountain and say, أيها الناس, إن الله قد فرض عليكم الحج فحجوا إلى بيت الله. O people, Allah make the Hajj command, obligation, go and perform your Hajj for the cause of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. When Ibrahim is proclaimed, what happened? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala support it. And he sent his du'a's proclaiming, he sent his calling to all over the globe, to cover every bit of land, to cover all the continents, oceans, mountains, city, and every time even the Prophet ﷺ said, even the baby, the infant, inside the womb of the mother, hear the adhan from Ibrahim. To do what? When you go perform the Hajj, لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ, that they may witness things of benefits for them. What is the benefit you gain from Al-Hajj? مَغْفِرَةً مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانًا, for full forgiveness. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم من حج البيت ولم يفتق ولم يرفق رجع كيوم ولدته أمه. Whoever perform الحج, the house of Allah تبارك وتعالى in Mecca, and perform his Hajj and avoid two things, not to have any direct connection or indirect connection with a woman, or and avoid disobedience, such as lying, such as cursing, such as backbiting. If he avoids these two things, he will come back to his town, to his city, to his country, like his mother just to deliver him to this life without any sins. May Allah provide all of us for Al-Hajj and Umrah, and accept from the brother and sister those who perform Hajj and Umrah this year. لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ, and also benefits in this life, great. The smoke of the animal, qurbani, for the cause of Allah, to eat from it and feed the indigent and poor. Because some people in the whole Muslim country are poor. They have no money to buy the meat. So from your wealth, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala command you to slaughter the animal, the qurbani, and then after that, eat from it and distribute the rest for the needy people of the ummah. So we can have complete, economic, Islamic or not economic, to take from the rich and give it to the poor, so every Muslim will eat from this dhabiha, from this qurbani, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. يَشْهَدُ مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ.
ويذكر اسم الله في أيام معلومات على ما رزقهم من بهيمة الأنعام.
أنت remember أن تمنشن الله تبارك وتعالى اثنين
in a fixed or appointed days.
Fixed and appointed days.
قال ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما that is the first 10 days of the month of the Hijjah. So Allah تبارك وتعالى mentioned this day. That's why this day has a preparing to be the best day ever Allah He created for all mankind.
قال الله تبارك وتعالى في سورة البروج قال تعالى في كتاب الكريم سورة البروج والسماء ذات البروج واليوم الموعود وشاهد ومشهود والسماء ذات البروج
الله swear and give oath by the heavens and the powers of the heavens
ذات البروج بروج من طور level وشاهد ومشهود
and by the witnessing day that's the day of Al-Jum'ah Allah is swear and he give a oath by the day of Al-Jum'ah that means is valuable that means are very important for all of us
وشاهد ومشهود مشهود here as the ulama in tafsir they say
مشهود meaning by the witnessing day that means the yawm arafah the day of arafah
and the sunnah بعض الصلاة صلى encourage us and told us in the Sunnah also somehow this day is very important these days are very important for the Muslim قال صلى الله عليه وسلم the first hadith in Bukhari عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما وأرضاهما عن الصحابة أجمعين قال صلى الله عليه وسلم the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من أيام أحب إلى الله العمل الصالح فيهن من الأيام العشر قالوا يا رسول الله ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله قال ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله إلا رجل خرج بنفسه وماله ولم يعد من ذلك بشيء
البيضة الحديث من ذلك برودرز والسسر والإسلام أقول
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم there is no any righteous deed that the person or the Muslim to perform it better than the righteous deed which he performed in the 10 days
better than the whole days in the whole year
any righteous deed you will perform it in this 10 days is better in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's sight more than any days else
in the whole year
al-amal al-salih and it is the most beloved day to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and Allah will reward you better than any days in the whole year
in this 10 days of the month of the Hijjah the first 10 days of the month of the Hijjah
the Sahaba they didn't leave the hadith like this they asked the Prophet they told them Ya Rasulullah wala jihad because al-amal al-salih to perform righteous deeds in this day is amal salih is a righteous deed the Sahaba they asked even the jihad to struggle for the cause of Allah he said even the jihad except a man who went out by his soul and his money to support to raise la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah to make the Islam above all the religions and when he came back without anything that means he died for the cause of Allah and he spent all his money for the cause of Allah that's better than this 10 days otherwise this righteous deed which the Muslim performed in this day It's better than any day souls in the whole year. The second hadith of hadith Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu arda akhrajahu al-imam Ahmad wal-imam al-Tirmidhi wa Abu Dawud bisanad al-Sahih. Authentic hadith. Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ma min ayyam a'azamu inda Allah wa la ahabu ila Allah al-amal al-salih fihinna من هذه الأيام فأكثروا من التسبيح والتهليل والتحميد والتكبير
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم also said in this important hadith authentic hadith from Abdullah ibn Umar رضي الله عنهما
He said there is no any righteous deed that the Muslim could perform it better than the deed which the Muslim performed in this day. It is greater in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala side. It is the most beloved righteous deed in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And then the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam recommends all of us to do what? فَأَكْثِرُوا increase. Increase what? التسبيح والتحميد والتهليل والتكبير. Meaning, أكثروا increase it, سبحان الله. تسبيح والتحميد أي الحمد لله. والتهليل أي لا إله إلا الله. والتكبير أي الله أكبر. إنها كنز من تحت عرش الرحمن. It is a treasury under the throne of Allah تبارك وتعالى. When you say سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر, increase your dua in this 10 days. What I'm gonna have, ya akhi, if I say this, look at this. This is the first treasury under the throne of Allah, under عرش الرحمن تبارك وتعالى. Treasury of the Muslim. What about if I said سبحان الله, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, you said سبحان الله, Allah he will plant a tree for you in the Jannah, an ajr, reward equal to the mountain of Uhud. Allahu Akbar. And if you say Alhamdulillah, Allah will plant a tree for you in your garden, in your Jannah, and Allah will give you a reward equal to the mountain of Uhud. Can you imagine? You don't talk about something 1 pound or 2 pounds. Equal the ajr, the reward will be equal to the mountain of Uhud. If you say Subhanallah, Allah will give you 3 and equal to the mountain of Uhud. Alhamdulillah, another 3 and equal to the mountain of Uhud. La ilaha illallah, another 3 and equal to ajr and thawab, equal to the mountain of Uhud. La ilaha illallah, a 3 and equal to the mountain of Uhud of reward and ajr. How about if you say many times? You want a garden? You could learn it. Build your garden. It's easy, doesn't cost you money. It will cost you to remember Allah, to make your tongue with by the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And what's better than Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, khayru ma qult, wa qala nabiyuna min qabli, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. You build your garden in the Jannah. Build your trees in the Jannah. Doesn't cost you money. Say this word, especially in the first 10 days of the Hajjah. You build your garden, inshaAllah. May Allah enter all of us Jannah al-Firdaus. Sahih. We have this beautiful hadith also. We have to say, وَكَانَ ابْنُ عُمَرْ وَأَبُ هُرَيْرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا يَدْخُلُونَ فِي الْأَسْوَاقِ. Ibn Umar رضي الله عنهما and Abu Huraira, they used to enter the market and they used to make to say that word Subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar, and the evil repeated after them, and they said also لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك. This is the beautiful talbiyah. That is just a beautiful talbiyah. Say this word, I'm not a hajj, but you are allowed to say this talbiyah in the first 10 days of the month of the Hajjah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will be your boy and build the mission for you in the Jannah. Easy. May Allah build the mission for all of us. So this is recommended. And we need to know what is fada'il al-ayyam al-ashr. What is the benefit? What you can gain in these 10 days? We have a project for the Muslim. As the Prophet mentioned in the hadith, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, he preferred this 10 days. He said, Faddala Allah. Allah preferred it more than the other things. This 10 days coming for the month of the Hajjah. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, you and swear by it. Allah give us on this 10 days. It means valuable, very important for you as a Muslim. You gain mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have full forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, when you say that, Allah will build a mansion for you in the Jannah. Allah needs you to be in the highest level of Al-Jannah. Allah doesn't want us to be in the hellfire. Allah, He needs to save us to enter the best part of the Jannah, Jannah al-Firdaus, with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So these days increase your salah, nafila. And it's easy. You are not able to go hajj this year, it's easy. I will give it to you free. How I get free like hajj and umrah? What are you talking about it? Look at the hadith of the Prophet, hadith al-Bukhari. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam قال, ما من مسلم يصلي الغداء. Any Muslim to go to the masjid to pray salat al-fajr in the masjid. ثم جلس يذكر الله حتى طلعت عليه الشمس. And he stay to remember Allah, to read Al-Quran, to make dua to Allah, until the sun is right. Sun bright. What happened? ثم قام فصلى ركعتين الضحى. And he stand up to pray two rak'ah only. It doesn't cost you too much. Two rak'ah for salat al-duha. This salat al-duha is not known among the Muslims today. They don't know what is the benefit of salat al-duha. After the sunrise, 20 minutes, half an hour, after the sun, stand up, you pray the fajr in jama'ah, sit down in a masjid, read the Quran, numeray Allah, the zikr, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, istighfar for Allah ta'ala, and wait until the sun is right. And then what happened? After that, you stand up and you make only two rak'ah, salat al-duha. What is the benefit, messenger of Allah? Tell us, we need it. The Muslim needs to build. I go pressure with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال فمن فعل ذلك فقد حج واعتمر حاجة تامة وعمرة تامة حاجة وعمرة تامة. The Prophet وسلم repeated, Allah will give him the reward like he performed حج and umrah, and he repeated this three times to make sure and to give you like a statement, you will perform hajj and umrah if you do this action. Easy, okay? Doesn't cost a lot of money. How many Muslims are willing to do that? If you don't have a chance to go this year, do that. Allah will written for you, what? Hajj, like you perform hajj and umrah. There is another riwayah of the hadith with me, with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah help us to perform the best ibadah to Allah. Siyam, Salm, kana sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, an Hunayda ibn Khalid, an zawjihi, an azwaj al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A kindani, his name is Hunayda ibn Khalid. From his wife, from the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, authentic hadith. The Prophet used to fast this 9 days of the Hajj. Go ahead. What I'm going to get, Yaki? I'm working. I have actually exactly hard work every day working for me. But you need to build it for yourself. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم من صام يوما في سبيل الله بعد الله بينه وبين النار 70 خريفا. Whoever fasts one day for the cause of Allah, sincerely to Allah, seeking the ajr from Allah, and you consider your Lord your sufficient, what happened? Allah will make you far from the hellfire 70 years. 70 years. If I fast for the cause of Allah in my life, 100 days, 1,000 days, multiplied by 70, will be far. The hellfire will never touch us. May Allah help us to perform this ibadah. The Prophet also wrote that he used to fast the day of Arafah. The day of Arafah, the best day ever. خير يوم طلعت عليه الشمس. The best day ever Allah تبارك وتعالى created for the mankind. يوم عرفة. يوم عرفة يوم مشهود. Allah تبارك وتعالى swear by يوم عرفة. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم صوم عرفة احتسب عند الله مغفرة سنتين. If أحتسب I secret يجود الله I secret سبع أنتك my our Lord is sufficient to forgive 2 years of the sins. سنة
مدبرة وسنة مقبلة. A one year before and the current year which you are left. Allah تبارك وتعالى forgive all your sins in the past one day to سبيل الله. It's coming and don't ever lose it. يوم عرفة. And the best day ever. Allah تبارك وتعالى created for all mankind the day of عرفة. You do it that day, Allah تبارك وتعالى will be buried in front of his angel. حديث أبو داود رضي الله عنه وأرضاه, حديث ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما وأرضاهما, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله عز وجل يجمع العباد يجمعهم في صعيد واحد. الله قدر all the mammals, all the angels, يجمع الملائكة العباد من ملائكته. الله قدر them and he said to them, he would say to the angels, يا ملائكتي, oh my angels, اشهدوا إن عبادي قد جاءوا لي. Be witness. All my servants, they come to me to perform al-hajj, al-umrah. Be witness my angels. Be witness my angels. جاءوا إلي غبرا شعثا غبرا. They came to me with full dust. Tired. From the traveling. They leave their town. They leave their children. They leave their property. They come to me. Oh my angel, be witness that I forgive all the sins and I will enter in the Jannah. Beautiful hadith also. May Allah tabaraka ta'ala help us to perform the Hajj and Umrah inshaAllah very soon. That is the reward from the day of Al-Hajj. And even, I will tell you this, I remember Hatim al-Asam, one of the great tabi'i of the scholars. تابعي to show you that you will have a full forgiveness if you perform the Hajj and Umrah. One day he was in Arafah to perform the Hajj. That's after the death of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, التابعين, and he sleep. And he saw in his dream two angels. And the first angel said to the second one, he told him, how many people, he asked the second angel, how many people perform the Hajj this year? So the angel, the second angel answered him, 6,000. And then the angel asked him, how many one of them Allah accepted their Hajj? So the second angel answered him, only 6. So what happened is, Hatim al-Asam, he woke up, trembling, scared. I scared, my name is not going to include this number. I am performing my Hajj. He scared and he told his students around him that Allah accepts only 6 people from 6,000 people. 6 only people. Then he was scary for him. He dreamed again. He saw the same dream. The two angels. The first one that told him, Allah, 6,000 people came as a gift for Allah tabaraka ta'ala, and Allah accepted only 6 out of these 6,000. The second angel told him, yes, Allah, he gave with every 6 of these 6 people, every 6,000 people, so all of them, they have accepted on the acceptance of Hajj. Beautiful. Beautiful. We remember this day. We remember the Talbiyah. We remember when you go, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, حجوا قبل أن لا تحجوا. Perform your Hajj before it's too late. Make this year very easy. Next year very difficult. حج بين رايت الله. Some people they say, I'm my work. I cannot have it take days. I cannot, my boss is not going to look at me. And so I'm delayed and delayed. Some people they have the philosophy, I'm still young. When I'm getting old to be 70 years, and I will go and perform the Hajj. This is not the condition. The condition, Hajj bil bayt liman istata'a ilayhi sabila, and the condition to perform the Hajj for those who are able financially. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala help us to perform the Hajj. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. يجمع جرب الله سبحانه الإسلام. We can have the day of العيد. And before the day of العيد, if Allah doesn't waiting for you to perform Hajj and Umrah this year, you have to also. To make the Qurbani. Remember the needy people. Remember our brothers. Muslim Ummah are good. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم الخير في وفي أمتي إلى يوم الدين. The good come from me and the good come from my Ummah until the day of the judgment. Allah give you a lot. You eat a nice food.
You are sleeping in good house. You have the nice car. You have the house. Allah covered you. Allah provided you. But remember in the same time to make qurban for your brother and sister. Send it to your own country. Send it to the poor country and everywhere. If you are not able to be the tawaf in the masjid, we will make the qurban for you. In the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, also he did it for the ummah. And never give his benefits only for his own self. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned it. And Umm Salama radiallahu anha wa ta'ala, one of the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ذبح كبشين أملحين أقرنين أقرنين ثم وجههما وقال اللهم إني وجهت وجهي الذي فطر السماوات والأرض حنيفا وما أنا من المشركين. قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين وبذلك أمرت وأنا أول المسلمين. Beautiful آيات. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم slaughtered by his honored hand two goats or two lambs. Two goats or two lambs. And before he slaughtered it, he said, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, and he turned both of them to the Kaaba. And what did he say? قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَكِ وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Your salah, your nusuki means my qurbani, my zabiha. It's for Allah, seeking the ajr from Allah, feeding the Muslims, those who are suffering financially and they have no food money to eat. This is the duty also. In this 10 days, the most important, we need to close our khutbah today. Al-Hubb billah. Mashru' al-Hubb, the project of something called Al-Hubb billah. To love your brother for the cause of Allah. If you have a problem between you and your brother in Islam, give and ask him in this day, forgive me, akhi. If you fear something against me, I ask you by the name of Allah, forgive me. Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at the hadith, beautiful hadith, and we'll start it together. And to see the value. The value. I maybe have a different opinion than you, but this is darkest damage the love between me and you. We're still giving the love among each other. Don't, because I have a different opinion than you, don't treat me like your enemy. But what happened here, different opinion between the Sahaba happened before. They never hit each other, they never kill each other, they never associate against each other, but they love each other because Allah commanded us to love each other to promote the cause of Allah. Cause of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, here is the hadith in Bukhari. Inna min ibadillahi la unasa. From the servants of Allah, some people, what is this people? Ma hum bi anbiya. وَلَا هُمْ بِالشُّهَدَاءِ. They are not prophets. They are not shaheed. Look at the word. They are not among the prophets. They are not messengers. They are not shaheed. Martyrs. Fine. يَخْبِطْهُمُ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ. In the day of the judgment, the prophets themselves and the shaheed will invade them. They look at them, لِقُرْبِهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ. They will be closer to Allah تبارك وتعالى. Who is this messenger of Allah? قَالَ قَوْمٌ تَحَابُوا بِرَوْحِ اللَّهِ. People, they love each other for the cause of Allah تبارك وتعالى. Without, مِنْ غَيْرِ قَرَابَةٍ بَيْنِهِمْ مِنْ غَيْرِ أَمْوَالٍ بَيْنِهِمْ يَتَعَاطَوْنَهَا. There is no any business between them. They are not relatives. But they came from everywhere. They came from Pakistan, Bangladesh, Morocco, Egypt, Africa, Senegal, Nigeria, Guinea, Ghana. You understand? They came from America, they came from Europe. They are white, they are black. They are in India, from India. All of them, they love each other fi sabilillah, and they are not prophets and messengers. But the prophet and messenger in the day of the judgment, they will look at them and they will see they will invade. They invade from them. They are closer to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the companion, they ask the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is those people messenger of Allah? Qala, qawmun tahabu burawhillah. They love each other for the cause of Allah without any business and trade between them. Without any benefits. You know your brother today for benefits. You know your brother for business. You know your brother for something you need. La ya akhi. You know your brother for something to love him for the cause of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the rest of hadith, wallahi, inna wujuhim min nur. Wallahi, their faces are from nur, from light. In إلا وشهد وهم على نور. And they are on light. Their faith on light. They are on light. لا يخافون إذا خاف الناس. They never afraid like the other people. They pray in front of Allah. Allah will give them security. Allah will give them tranquility. Allah will give them everything to be saved, to be in tranquility. لا يخافون ولا يفزعون إذا فزع الناس. And they will never be troubled and scared as the other people scared in the day of the judgment. They are the best chosen from the ummah, those people who love each other. 10 days of the month of Dhul Hijjah, we have a lot of agenda. Agenda to us to read Al Quran. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم من قرأ عشر آيات في سبيل الله كتب. Whoever recites 10 ayahs from the book of Allah, كتب لن يكتب من الغافلين. He will be not among the list of all those who are neglectful. وكتب من القانتين. And Allah will record for him in his book as one of the obedience. One of the obedience. وكتب من الصالحين. And Allah will write written his name among the righteous people. That is only to put you in that in ayah. Read the Quran. صلاة نافلة ذكر قرآني صلاة صوم. Do all this agenda in the 50 days ever in the whole year. That is the chosen day by Allah تبارك وتعالى. And we ask Allah تبارك وتعالى to help us to perform this ibadah. And remember finally, and remember in this today also we need your sadaqa. We need your sadaqa inshallah تعالى to help to build Masjid Manhattan. Also it will be rewardable to you. Build your garden in the Jannah by your hand. And to have how many trees you gonna have it? قال صلى الله عليه وسلم the least one of my ummah he will have equal to the whole globe 10 times. The least one of the ummah will enter his paradise and his paradise will be equal 10 times to this dunya. May Allah تبارك وتعالى enter our heart of the Jannah. May Allah سبحانه وتعالى accept the Hajj and Umrah from our brother and sister this year. May Allah تبارك وتعالى help us to perform Hajj and Umrah إن شاء الله تعالى this year and next year إن شاء الله. وأسأل الله تبارك وتعالى to make our أفضل إن شاء الله في سبيل الله. اللهم تقبلنا وقبلنا واجعلنا سببا من السنة. اللهم ارحم موتانا موتى المسلمين. اللهم اعفو عن المسيء منا. اغفر لنا ذنوبنا إنا كنا من الظالمين. ارحمنا برحمتك من عندك يا مولانا. اللهم تقبلنا بالصالحين وعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك واجعلنا ذكرا للإسلام. اللهم انصر الإسلام وعز المسلمين في كل مكان. اللهم يا رب العالمين ارفع راية الإسلام بلا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. اللهم توفنا المسلمين وارحمنا الصالحين غير خزايا ولا مفتونين واشف مرضانا.